if you have any semblance of idea what you're doing with the game and you were watching me play, like, it'd be just nails on a chalkboard. Like, what are you doing? Like, so I might have lost some viewers. I might have lost some subscribers.
I think you would have gained. Like, watch what this dad is trying to do in this game. He has no idea.
Look at this fool. Look at this fool.
Look at this clown. You're just giving us entertainment.
The adult beverages are poured. The kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming. It's a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives.
My name is Trevor, and I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
And I have zero rest. I have zero energy. I have negative bank account, generally, because it was a vacation. We're talking vacations, Dad.
Yay!
I'm back. And as I'm sure many gaming dads out there can relate, there is just no chill. There is no relaxation. There is no pause or re-energizing. That's been the most frustrating question to come back on. You go on vacation, you have kids, you arrive back, and people's assumption that you've had a calm, restful, energizing, introspective.
Right.
Maybe you read some books. Yeah. Maybe you meditated on the beach and you had some quiet moments to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you need to ponder life, come back with a whole bunch of ideas. Yeah. Okay.
And you look at the person who asked that question and you cock your head to the side a bit. And you're like, oh, you don't have kids. Fascinating.
What's that like?
Yes.
Remind me.
How's that treating you? You drinking Mai Tais on the beach, are you? Is that what your life is like?
Reading and writing books, are you? Okay.
Now, hard to complain. Family came back. It was a two-week vacation. We spent it around March break. Just fantastic. Like, obviously, I jest a little bit. We're so blessed to have been able to go, and it was fantastic. Time of our lives, super fun. Kids, great memories. So. Good. You know, certainly want to be incredibly grateful for all of it. But just to lay that baseline, like, I am it's been a week since I've returned and I'm still exhausted. My wife and I both are just, we can't get over the hump. Like, we're just so tired after everything.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. Like, you were put to work.
The time zones, flights, everything else. But so we'll discuss a little bit of that because I want to talk about some of the MVPs from the gaming side. So, you know, obviously it's vacation. You want to have as little screens as possible, but ultimately for the flights, for some of the early morning, try to sneak in an extra hour of sleep. There were some gamings involved, which really did help. But I wanted to start with a quote. So I, just browsing social, came across a speech of somebody giving this quote, and I thought it was really well said. And I just wanted to kind of read it on air to get things started. So it comes from President Thomas S. Monson. I don't know if that's president of U.S. or just president of a company, but Thomas S. Monson, he says, if you are still in the process of raising children, be aware that the tiny fingerprints that show up on almost every newly cleaned surface, the toys scattered about the house, the piles and piles of laundry to be tackled will disappear all too soon, and that you will, to your surprise, miss them profoundly.
Dude, what are you doing? Like, you're like, just cats in the cradle.
Cats in the cradle. Silver spoon.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I can see that.
It just helps because even with in the maybe most wild moments of the vacation, like there were some quotes like that I kind of reflect back on where it's like, I want to strangle these guys right now. But I'm probably going to hug them instead because this is fleeting. That, like, some of these are going to be the greatest days. So I found that it gave me some respite. It gave me some perspective and helped kind of make it through. So I wanted to inject that into the beginning of it, maybe help out a fellow dad out there.
Yeah, so. Very nice. Again, something to check yourself on. The next.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's right.
So we will talk about vacation. I mean, the one, what I found most interesting, and I think you'd be able to, I'd be curious to see your story because you do have the older kids. Mm-hmm. And for the very first time, both of them just had their own backpacks. So okay. We managed to condense everything into bigger suitcases, but for themselves, they both just had a backpack. So for the airport and for kind of traveling when we arrived at our destination, two kids kind of carrying their own stuff. And that sounds simple, but it was kind of profound. Like, it was fantastic in that, what do you need? Your water bottle? You have it, man. It's just right in your backpack right there.
Like,
what do you need on the plane? Well, your backpack's full of the stuff that you wanted, so you're good. Do you have a similar memory of like crossing that threshold when all of a sudden they carried their own stuff?
Oh, absolutely, because there's way less weight on you, right? Like, you're like, wait a minute, I'm missing something here. I'm not weighed down. I don't have like stuff on stuff. But I remember my kids, when they first got their like pull luggage, like a little tiny, I think it was like Franklin the Turtle. Wow. Pull luggage. They like took ownership of that. They loved it. It was like this sense of freedom and independent, like kind of like, this is theirs and they can take care of it, right? Of course, you know, we had to like help them pack it and stuff and look after the things that were strewn about from it and, you know, pack it back in. Sure. But yeah, they loved it. And it was something that was cool to check in their own luggage. And then their own little, like, they didn't have a full backpack at that time, but like a satchel. So it was something that like, that was theirs. And they had everything in there, like little snacks and stuff. And yeah, no, it was a sense of independence for them. So I'm with you. Like, it's a great phase.
Oh yeah. No, just because previously, like, you know, I can remember the first couple of times, like if you've ever traveled with a baby, that's the worst. That sucks.
It is
the
worst. It does, yeah.
Stroller, diaper bag, the inevitable poop on the airplane or like on the car ride or something like that. Like, it's just, airport, it's a disaster. Everything.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. I've had that all. Ugh.
And then finally they're walking, and especially when they're out of diapers, that is like, it's like, oh, thank God, this is great.
Yes.
And this is just that evolution where it's like, oh my God, you're just carrying, look, you're useful now. You're a tiny Sherpa. This is perfect. This is fantastic.
Here, carry my bags.
You're strong and young and virile. Carry this, please.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. I don't know. It changes the game, eh? Like, even just like not leaving them to go to their washroom by themselves, right? Because they're still kind of young. But like, you just hanging out and like, yep, that's done. It's out of your head. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, I'm going to stand outside the door, but you're in there doing your business, which is none of my business now. This is
perfect. It's a great setup.
So they, as it classically just, hey, it gets better. It's something of note from this trip. And the other two things was, so we did bring, as I mentioned on the top, we did bring two gaming systems.
Okay.
The whole idea, we wanted to obviously get away from screens, but inevitably if it rained for the 6-hour flight, for it's 6 a.m. and they can't sleep and I need to sleep. So just here's your system. Just kind of like entertain yourself for an hour while I sneak in some extra sleep.
So, so you bought a Steam Deck, right? That's what you're going to say. You bought a Steam Deck and you brought it with you.
For the good of the family, I bought a Steam Deck. I'm a hero, damn it. So we'd had the Switch, and what was fantastic about the Switch is it reignited their love of some old games. And specifically, like, winners by far on the Switch, four of them was Castle Crashers.
Oh, yeah. That's an old one. Good one.
It's an old one, but it is an oldie, but a goodie. And what is fantastic is, like, I love this game. So whenever I got called, whenever dad got tagged in to help with a boss or something, it's like, this is my jam. I'm having a great time. I'm happy to be playing this.
Yeah.
And that was on the plane, and because it's the little nunchucks, they could have two controllers. Perfect. It was fantastic. WarioWare made a big appearance.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
So they had enjoyed it, and it's one of the ones that kind of pops up. I've been surprised at its staying power with WarioWare, which is it keeps kind of popping up, and they will play it for some hour, some random morning. But on the plane, and this is a bit too, it wasn't well-placed, because a lot of the actions in WarioWare are swinging fists, and so there was a lot of punching the bag and the seat in front, which we had to calm down. It's like, okay, just...
That's enough, unless you're going to invite that person in, right? Like,
unless you want to tag, give them a nunchuck. Maybe they'll forgive me for what's happening. But just the same, like, it was surprising and great. And, of course, all the Mario titles, Odyssey and Mario Wonder. So all great to see. The second big winner by far was my little handheld emulator.
This is so, like your like go-to device. It always comes in handy for you.
I'm telling gaming dads, like, look into this. Like, look into these little emulators. They cost $100, like anywhere from $80 to, you know, $200. Whole different ranges. I got mine for like $100. All these games are loading on it. You will love it. It's a great little kind of chill down at night, play some old Mario type of cool down. All the games that you love. But for the kids, the wide variety of all these titles that they've not seen in sort of a fun, interesting package, like the old Sonic, the old like Mario type of stuff, right? Like, it's enticing to them. And then the battery lasts for like a week or two, right? Perfect.
Yeah.
It's got all these games on it. Just everything about it is just across the board fantastic. So huge winner. So, because generally on the flight would happen, flight or like the morning, one has the emulator, one has the Switch, dad has the piece. Everybody's happy.
Good to hear, though. Like, you keep selling me on this emulator, and I keep looking at it because you keep bringing up clips. I'm like, I would enjoy that. Like, that would be something that would just complement everything else I have going on. So
it's a great stocking stuffer. It's a great birthday gift. Go.
Easter Bunny, baby. Right? We're close to Easter. They drop emulators, right?
100. It might as well be a chocolate egg. Look, at your age, you shouldn't be eating chocolate.
Kinder surprise. Here's a $100 emulator.
Just like put with her inside. So again, just a tip for dad. I suggest you look into it. And again, it's going to help with the kids on the trip. And dad gets some benefit of it. Do you guys have a go-to travel system, or do you just kind of borrow screens whenever you're on the move?
It was usually the Switch, just with longevity of the battery, like you said. Those controllers last forever. The system itself lasts forever, unless you're playing like something like Zelda where it just eats through. But that was our go-to, and it was portable enough. Everything else was like a little bit more cumbersome to bring, and we don't have an emulator. But before that was 3DSs. So both my kids had 3DSs when they were five. Perfect. That was like their gateway into systems, but they loved them, and with the clamshell design, right? Like it was just this perfect form factor to sneak into anything, hotel, plane, whatever, and it wasn't bothering anybody. So
I'll have to pour one out, because there's now a massive hole for that very specific purpose, as far as just give something to the kids, like let them have a good time. And like you said, the clamshell, everything else like that. It's, as you say that, like it really does bring to light, like, damn it, those things really were perfect travel companion.
Maybe we'll see it come back. I don't know. Switch 2? Let's see what they do.
Xbox continues to like have rumors about a new handheld, but the thought that they would do it for fun, kid-friendly, $200.
No, this thing's going to be a PC in your pocket, like a Steam Deck widescreen or something.
Coming after the Steam Deck, or it'll be something kind of useless like the PlayStation Portable.
Yeah, that's right. You need to have a system as well.
As long as you have this $1,000 unit and gigabit internet, this is a great little system.
This is great to play Minecraft on. You're good.
Roblox for everybody. Let's go.
Oh, God, yes.
All right, now I can't imagine you've been playing Roblox, but I would be very interested. It's been a while since we've talked. I think it's 2 weeks since we've been able to record.
Yeah.
Like, what are you into? Like, what have you been playing? He asks, as if burying the lead, as if he doesn't already know.
Okay, so it has been a month since this game has released, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has just consumed me. I have been in this thing for, I think I said at the top of the show or before we started, almost 70 hours.
That is a true gotcha by the hooks type of moment, because it's past the honeymoon, is lasted past that 30 to 40 hour honeymoon phase, and you are continuing to drive into it. So you are in it.
I am in it, and I've had like, this is my comfort game. So like the last couple of weeks has been, you know, pretty stressful with life and work and stuff, and Final Fantasy VII has been my like go-to comfort game. So to have it in this kind of state where I can jump in and just like have that all wash over me. I've been taking my time with it. The story beats are really cool and they're different. Again, not many people like that, but it keeps it interesting and it keeps giving you stuff to do. And it's just fun to play. So I have been in there in that world for most of it. The other side of things, again, more of the nostalgia beat again, was I bought the Command & Conquer like this remaster ultimate collection. So there's like 16 to 17 Command and Conquer games from the days of yore.
Hmm. The old, you just want to, you know, get off the school bus, grab a Pop-Tart, plop in front of your Windows 95 and start to crank away at it.
Yeah, old buddy of mine, I messaged him saying, okay, I bought this. You need to buy it too, because we used to play Command and Conquer all the time on our LAN network, or like, you know how you try to hook up computers and you like fight with it forever?
God. Yeah.
Much easier now, where you could just hop in and just go.
A bit.
Right? But it's like, again, I was all into real-time strategy games back in the day, and same with this old friend of mine. So we picked it up. We played a couple games online. And like just stepping into that world again was so much fun. We totally like, it's like riding a bike, these games. You're like, oh, I can't remember. No, I totally remember. Like, it's so simple. Nothing's complicated. It's just here's the money you need to farm and make tanks and go have fun. So I'm in this, and there's again 15, 16 of them. I've downloaded them all just to see if they work on my Steam Deck, which they all do. So
how's that? And how is it with because you would have come up on mouse and keyboard, so how is the transition to Steam Deck and controller?
Yeah, so the only thing I miss is like the hotkeys. So I do miss the keyboard, where you could like hotkey around and like make quick groups and stuff. With the touchpads with the mouse, that's fine. Like I'm pretty quick with that now. But it is the keyboard shortcuts, because I can't really flip around as quickly as I could before. So that's what I'll just say when I lose to my friend. I'm down a keyboard, so like
the only reason I'm losing,
that's right, because... I'm not rusty, it's just the keyboard. I'm missing the tool that made me good in this thing. But otherwise it plays great.
That's amazing. So would you go as far as hooking up your Steam Deck to a monitor and like attach the keyboard, like do the whole, because it has the power, you could just have, and you must have like some sort of monitor, so you could just dock it, put it on, and just catch your old entire setup from before.
I had definitely thought of it. Like, it was like one of those things, because I have like everybody, I think every dad, at least from the PC era, has a couple monitors kicking around in a crawl space somewhere. Like, I'll never throw this out. Like, it's with the box of cables that I'll never go through, right? So it's in there, and I could lug it out and just, you know, have the whole retro setup with a way more space than the old PC and huge CRT monitor. But yeah, it has crossed my mind. I haven't done it yet, but it's right there. I should do it. I should do it right after the show and just lug it out and be like, I'm doing it. Trevor told me to do it.
Right after the show, get it done. Like, that sounds like perfect setup. I'd be curious to see if you thought the games alone were nostalgic, like the thought that you would actually hook up the old monitor and everything and keyboard, and especially if you can find like a rollerball mouse and an old clunky, beige keyboard, just...
Oh my God! Yeah, everything has to be beige, right?
Please take a photo for social, but at very least, hook up the old monitor and keyboard mouse and see how you're feeling.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
So I'll take that as another PSA for dads, because that is awesome. I didn't get into it very much. I have a great respect for the title. I didn't necessarily get into it as much as some folks, but I know a lot of dads adore this title.
Yeah,
and it sounds like this remaster is, you know, a couple cups of coffee from the cost of it currently.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's on sale. Everything can go for $15 and you get 15, 16 games. And just, you know, play your life, your childhood, right? Right on your old monitor.
Your old life today.
Yes, right.
Relive your glory days. Get your young kids into it and then beat the snot out of them.
That's right. See, that's my next step, Trevor. I did it with Age of Empires. I could do it with this.
Yeah. Piece by piece. Oh, so absolutely adore that. Now, I don't think I have anything nearly as fascinating. So I've been continuing with Marvel Snap, and a public apology to everybody who was on my last stream. I played so piss poorly. It was pathetic. I'm talking like the dumbest moves, where it's like, hey, if you place a character here, it'll punt something to the other screen. Then I duplicated the card and proceeded to then punt my own power to, like, it's just like the dumbest things. And you could just see in chat, like, just these streaming letters, like, no, what are you doing?
What?
So it'd be worse than like the first time you ever gave your child a controller and you told them to like look up, like, no, just Just look, no, look up. No, yeah. This way.
Yeah, and they can't do it, yeah.
Oh, so apologies to, I hope I didn't lose every follower I had on it, but continuing Marvel Snap, just adore it, still having an absolute blast with that. Helldivers 2 I want to get back into, and we'll be reaching out to some gaming dads. We've been trying to, we discussed getting a gaming dad Helldivers going the day before I left for vacation. So I'm hoping other gaming dads that we talk with haven't moved on, because hopefully we can put together a gaming dad squad and get some matches out there. And so the new thing that I've kind of arrived back to, though, is VR golf.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Golf Plus on the Quest 2, which it's fantastic. Like, it's one of those things that you have the Quest. It's much like what happened with us with the PSVR, okay, where we had this amazing tech. And we shelled out for it. We talk about it all the time. Like, this is one of the most amazing pieces of technologies ever. And then we just didn't touch it. We just didn't play it, right?
Yeah.
And with the Quest, like, it just sits there. And for some reason, there's always just kind of like that dad hesitation of not just putting it on your face and getting going. Like, just get in there and play, right? Like, you're preventing yourself because you think, oh, I have to do X, Y, Z, and like, overthinking it in a way. So I kind of just got past that, put on a YouTube video and do like a small like 9 round. It's awesome, man. Like, it's just such a blast. Like, really loving it.
That's good. Like, that's one that I didn't know that you would return to. But again, season of golf is starting. Why not have it in VR? Yeah, practice your swing.
Very much an indoor gaming type of fellow. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can still have your beer, your little beer cart.
All right, This is going a bit into the weeds, so everybody forgive me a bit for it. There is a forum, like, it's a Facebook group for this golf game. People talk about, hey, let's match up, let's do all this stuff. There's also kind of a Discord. There's a Discord, and specifically there's actually one called, like, I think it's like 35 plus or 40 plus. It's for people who play this game, but they hate getting matched up with kids. They just want to get together with other dads or adults or parents.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, okay.
And you match up and they'll do some tournaments. So, like, if you... I haven't gone that far with it yet, but if you'd like to, there is a whole world you can access. So, again, look at all these PSAs. We're guiding dads
left, right, and center. Yeah, this is what the show is about.
Now, one thread of constant conversation is, oh, God, this has ruined my real-life golf game.
Oh, no, okay.
Because they will start to swing a certain way to make sure their digital little golf ball
goes
straight, and then they get back, go onto an actual golf course. It's like, what am I doing with my hands? They're just flailing around, having the worst rounds of their life. So the people are, I don't want to say furiously, but they're fairly upset because, like, I got pretty good at golf in real life.
Right.
I played this game all winter and now I'm screwed. I can't hit the ball anymore.
There should be like a warning when you start the game, epilepsy and may ruin your golf game if you've ever.
It's like, listen, choose one.
That's right.
You're either with us in the digital world, in this metaverse, or you're out there in the real world.
Yeah.
No. Pick wisely.
That's funny. That's a funny consequence for a lot of that. I wonder if that happens to like, well, not there's not gonna be like virtual boxing and that's all you do and then go out and box, but like, do you mean like what other sport out there has been like ruining?
Now on the one side, I do know that race car drivers use simulators like very regularly.
Yeah.
Right. So because they're practicing all the turns and like they kind of like how hard to brake in certain points. Now it can't. Some of the better simulators will actually move you. So, like, you're feeling some of the rumble, but of course, you're not going to have anywhere near the G-force, aka none of the G-force. So, right. However, for them, the simulator is actually an improvement for it. But yeah, I do wonder, like, where's the line, though?
You're pitching the Gran Turismo movie. Did you see there that you one?
I did not. No,
I did. It's actually not bad. It's actually not bad. Like, for what it is, it's not bad. And again, real story of a guy that played Gran Turismo forever. And got really good that he actually raced and he won a couple of like major tournaments.
Because it's real life?
It's a documentary on this kid's life. And he won this tournament to get a new driver in as a promotion in with, I forget it was like Honda or somebody. And they're like, yeah, let's try it out. And he was actually good. Like, so, like, you can teach some of the things, right? He still had to go in, like, their school, driver school. Yeah, but, like, he had most of the, like, education behind him.
So what I'm hearing
is you're going to do this, right? You're going to be, like, this next Tiger Woods.
It's at the age of 40. What I'm going to do is spend a lot of time in the virtual reality golf.
Yes.
And emerge like a phoenix, burst onto the golf scene and become professional. Is that what you're promising?
I think so. Like, I mean, I have a lot of years of Wii bowling, and okay. I haven't necessarily gone out and bowled, but I'm pretty sure I would get a 300. Like, not even a choice. Like, it would just happen.
So I think the better version would be Wii tennis. Oh, and all okay. you do is you run towards a net and you just sit you sit there and furiously Perfect. Shake your fist. Why isn't this working? This works all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it applies, right? Like, whatever you learn in this virtual world is totally going to work in real life. It's good.
Please, kids, don't listen. The new dads would like to place a disclaimer.
Well, they're safe. They're in Roblox. They have none of this reality kicking around. It's us that we need to worry about.
Yeah,
I think so. I played Guitar Hero for the longest time, and I wanted to pick up guitar, and I was horrible at it because I'm like, well, this is not the same. I'm really good at the game. Why am I not good at guitar?
Why am I not a rock star, damn it?
I know how to play Bark of the Moon, and I can't do a simple chord on a real electric guitar. So
embarrassing. Come on, Rock Band.
What's up? I know, right?
Jeez, that is fantastic. Last thing I'll put just before we wrap up here. So I think I am, in a sense, hungry for a new game, in that diving into my old library mm-hmm. of games of yesteryear, larger games that I never had finished. And I'm borderline considering putting it as a poll, although I'd want to get we'd have to see how many actual entries we get across socials.
Right.
But the ones I'm thinking of is re-enter into Diablo 4. And do the new season. They just released a new season. There's a lot of changes, apparently. Apparently, it's great. Elden Ring. Try to actually beat Elden Ring.
Never played it.
That's always a good one.
Yep.
No Man's Sky.
Despite your go-to? Yep.
Despite all my love for that wonderful title and being like a day one purchaser, I've never beat the game.
Never beat it at all.
Never beat the whole
thing. Okay, all right. Yes.
Right. So Diablo 4, Elden Ring, No Man's Sky, or Horizon Zero Dawn. That one always plays in the back of my mind because I own it. It's on a PS4 that I have. I could just play it. It's a fantastic game. It's got about the most straightforward play game, start game, end game
of pretty much.
I just mentioned.
Yep.
But we're going to play around with the idea. We'll see if we can put a poll together for all the gaming dads listening, see if they want to give some direction. But I wouldn't mind trying to... It would almost be a challenge. It's like, look, okay, sorry, but two parts. You have to stick with this game until you beat it.
Okay.
And for Diablo, I guess it'd just be like, play season the season order. Until it's like... Try your best to get like high up in the season.
Okay.
Whatever, right? the only challenge is if it sucks. Like if I hit a wall with Elden Ring, it's like, I don't want to play this anymore. Like,
yeah.
I'm done. But yeah. but find some degree of commitment. That's where I don't want to be too waffly.
Right. But what are you leaning towards, though? Like, what do you... Like, is it more Elden Ring? Because, Elden Ring's intense, right? Do you want to be stressed out? Or, No Man's Sky is, chips and dip, right? Like, it's just comfort. It's like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
I think... if anything, honestly, I think I probably lean towards Elden Ring. My one challenge with No Man's Sky is it always tends to get to a point where it's like, and now collect 300 iron.
Oh, the grind of it?
And that takes like 20 hours or like six, you know what I mean? Like, or build this base. And it's like, I don't want to build a base. I want to fly in space and like shoot pirates. Like,
you can't tell me what to do, game.
Yeah. And they have a creative mode where you can kind of blast past it, but as best I understand, I'll do some research, you can't, if you do creative, you can't beat the game. Like, you can't
get to the end. Oh, okay. And that's what we're here for. You need to beat the game, so.
Yeah. So, I don't, I have come up against it a few times. For that reason, it almost feels like Elden Ring, because at very least, in stomping around that world, it felt like such an adventure. Like, you walk up to this new place, and it's like, there's a 1,000-foot tall mouth over there, and there's like a tower that's like has smoke coming out of it, and this tree's on fire for no reason. Like, what's happening with any of these things?
Man, if you do that one, I would be so happy for you. Like, it's just one of those things that, like, I don't know, I reflect on it. I'm like, it was such a good experience, and yeah, it can be difficult at times, but it is the most flexible of the kind of soul series. So
yeah, I think you can find your way in it. I think my account still has like I cheated. We had with sponsor of the show,
right? The Plitch one.
Yeah, Plitch. I was able to just like it. I was still vulnerable, but like I had given myself something. Let's call it like 20 levels or 50 levels off the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and it just helped with the beginning. I think that benefit is starting to wear off. like it's slowly getting ebbed away, where it's like it's still starting to kind of get hard now. So you know, it would even out. I suppose I'm kind of leaning towards Elden Ring, honestly, just because it feels like I could, if you put in 30 minutes to an hour here and there, just kind of explore around.
Yeah.
And at worst case, you're just kind of meandering and checking out the sights.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's something to experience, but like, let's see where you get to. Let's see what the poll does. Let's see.
Give it a shot. Yeah. Let's put it on the poll. Maybe gaming dads have a big opinion. We'll see where we get to.
All right.
But hey, speaking of that, gaming dads have an opinion. Welcome to the New Dad Gaming Podcast.
That's right.
That'll wrap it up here for us this week. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, if you like the show, you can find us on all the major podcasting networks. Go ahead and subscribe. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube Podcasts, anywhere where you get your podcasts. Just search for New Dad Gaming. If you do find us, a subscription really helps boost the numbers, boost the signal, and especially a rating and a comment. Those massively impact us. I mean, we can count the times that somebody had left a review. We get a notification and you just see the numbers. So if you can spare a moment to leave a review on any of the platforms, really helps out the show. Jeff and I greatly, dearly appreciate that. The other second part that we really greatly appreciate is hearing from everybody. Mm-hmm. The comments on social, as I mentioned, like we're going to set up a dad group on Twitter, like from some DMs and chatting back and forth. Communicating with other gaming dads, by far the best part of this entire show. So reach out to us. Find us on our website, newdadgaming.com, Twitter, at newdadgaming, or semi-weekly on Twitch when I stream.
Okay,
A New Dad Gaming Podcast. Anywhere, would adore to hear from you. Share your stories, share your tips, vote in polls, give your gaming dad stories, anything in between. Once again, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. And just remember, my name is Trevor, and I have... Hey, I just came back from vacation.
It's good. Rusty. Yeah, no, you can have some grace here. You're fine.
Very kind of you. My name is Trevor, and I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and I might go pull out my old BenQ LCD monitor.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
Just to see if I can get some Command and Conquer.
Clickety-clack. Let's go. Right. Just remember, just because you became a dad
does not mean it's game over.